AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In his first public statement, Iran's secretive new supreme leader has threatened to open other fronts in a Middle East war that's already seen Tehran attack Gulf Arab neighbors and commercial ships, effectively closing the Strait of Hormuz. Meantime, Sagar Meghani reports the Pentagon saying it will reassess efforts to protect civilians from harm.
That comes after the AP reported outdated intelligence likely led to a U.S. military strike on an Iranian elementary school, killing more than 165. General Alexis Grinkowicz, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Europe, tells the Senate panel the military takes reducing civilian harm seriously.
I can assure you that we have robust standards that we go through.
But Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the Trump administration has slashed a center vital to protecting civilians.
Their mission was to help you and to help protect against civilian casualties.
The Pentagon says a reorganization's underway, and it has streamlined some functions aimed at reducing those casualties. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Central Command says a rescue's underway after a military refueling plane crashed in western Iraq. No word on casualties. Federal officials have identified the man who crashed his vehicle into a Michigan synagogue as 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali, a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Lebanon. Federal investigators have called the crime an act of violence targeting the Jewish community. The man was shot and killed by security officers. And in Virginia, a gunman killed one person and wounded two others at Old Dominion University.
The shooter has been identified as Mohammed Baylor Jallo.
The FBI's Dominique Evans.
In 2016, Jallo was arrested and pled guilty for attempting to provide material support to ISIL, now known as ISIS.
The FBI says ROTC students subdued and killed Jallo. This is AP News. Julie Walker has the story of a fox who made his way from England to the U.S. as a stowaway on a cargo ship.
The roughly two-year-old male red fox, who weighs about 11 pounds, is now at the Bronx Zoo, seemingly living his best life, according to Keith Lovett, the zoo's director of animal programs.
We will make sure that this animal has a very good permanent home, whether it's here at the zoo or some other type of facility.
It's not clear how the fox got on the ship full of automobiles, where he spent 2 weeks traveling the high seas, but Lovett jokes he's got cousins here.
It is a typical red fox. If you're lucky enough to see one in the wild, you know, they are a, you know, attractive species. They have that red color to them, but they are a very common species both here in the United States and in Europe.
Lovett says all things considered, the animal has adjusted pretty well at the zoo where he's their first red fox. Julie Walker, New York.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.